Always remember that there is no dividing line within the Ummah between Sunni and Shia, between different groups who call themselves Ahlul Sunnah, between different groups who call themselves Shia of Ahlul Bayt. Those are not the red lines or the dividing lines of the Ummah. There is only one primary dividing line within the Muslim Ummah. There is only one border that we need to be conscious of and we need to be on guard against. And that dividing line is those who put the Ummah first and those who do not put the Ummah first. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah says that He has created the Muslims as one Ummah. That one Ummah means that if I am a Sunni and I believe that we can only understand our Islamic obligations by referring to his companions as a collective, and that all of those companions are adil and they are just, and that whatever hadith they narrate, they are accurate, then that is my means of approaching the Sunnah of the Prophet. Every Muslim should respect this means that I have of approaching the Sunnah of the Prophet, even if they disagree with some details. No Muslim will disagree about the companions, because every Muslim will go through those companions whom they consider to be authentically preserving the teachings of the Prophet. There is no dispute between Shia and between Sunni about the companions of the Prophet. And if you look at Nahj al-Balagha, then you will find praise of Ashab Muhammad, which you will not be able to find in many other books of hadith or many other sources. But yes, there will be differences about which of the Sahaba, which of the companions best preserved the teachings of the Prophet. So every Muslim should respect that. And I should also respect if another Muslim says that they have a different means which they consider to be more accurate, more effective in accessing the teachings and the religion of the Prophet of Islam. But what is important is that we do not forget that the Sahaba are a means by which Muslims will access the teachings of the Prophet. Ahlul Bayt have the role of preserving the teachings of the Prophet, and their role can only be fulfilled. Those teachings of the Prophet can only be accessed and they can only be implemented if the Ummah is in a healthy state. But if two members of the Muslim Ummah can only talk to one another cordially when they are in New York for a UN General Assembly, they can never meet together and talk on their own terms, then neither the teachings preserved by the Sahaba will be honored, nor the teachings preserved by any one of the Sahaba, nor the teachings preserved by Ahlul Bayt will be able to be honored or be able to be implemented. And that is an essential point, that for the health and for the well-being of the Muslim Ummah, the red line and the border is those who have respect for the other members of the Ummah and those who do not have respect for other members of the Ummah. Those who are quick to call their opponents kafir and mushrik and outside of the fold of Islam and outside of the fold of humanity, they are the ones whom Sunni and Shia and all of the schools of thought within Islam should unite to condemn and say that if you are going to declare a Muslim kafir, if you are going to declare somebody who says La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah kafir, then it is you who are outside of the community, but not any one of those groups who are part of the Muslim family.